This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Weight cycling does not increase mortality risk, major study finds. A substantial prospective cohort study has found no significant association between weight cycling, commonly known as yo-yo dieting, and increased mortality risk, challenging a long-held clinical concern. The research, which tracked health outcomes over an extended period, provides evidence-based reassurance for individuals who have experienced repeated weight loss and regained cycles. No increased mortality risk. Weight cycling showed no statistically significant association with all-cause or cardiovascular mortality in prospective cohort analysis. Clinical concerns about weight cycling, what the evidence shows. Proportion of prior studies reporting negative health outcomes associated with weight cycling. By outcome category, metabolic dysfunction, 68%, cardiovascular events, 52%, mortality risk, 18%. Source, literature review of weight cycling studies, Georgian Medical Journal News, challenging entrenched clinical assumptions. The concern about weight cycling has persisted in clinical practice for decades, often cited as a reason to discourage repeated diet attempts. However, the new study challenges this concern by finding no statistically significant association between weight cycling and mortality risk. The research adds to evidence on PubMed examining weight fluctuation outcomes. One limitation of prior studies was their reliance on cross-sectional or case-control designs, which cannot establish causation. By employing a prospective cohort methodology, considered the gold standard for observational epidemiology, the current investigation provides substantially stronger evidence regarding temporal relationships and confounding. What clinicians and patients should know. For clinical practice updates, the findings suggest that weight cycling itself should not be a reason to discourage weight loss efforts in overweight or obese patients. The absence of increased mortality risk indicates that the biological harm from repeated weight fluctuation, if present at all, is negligible compared to the risks of sustained obesity. Patients concerned about previous unsuccessful dieting should be reassured that the repetition itself does not appear to incur a health penalty beyond the baseline risks of their current weight status. This evidence supports a more supportive stance toward individuals attempting multiple weight loss interventions. Implications for weight management strategy. The study's findings align with health policy guidance, emphasizing that sustained weight reduction is preferable to cycling, but that weight cycling is not inherently dangerous. This distinction is important. The evidence does not endorse yo-yo dieting as optimal strategy, but rather removes a barrier to trying again for individuals who have experienced weight regain. Clinicians should consider reframing their counseling around weight loss to emphasize long-term behavior change rather than focusing on the negative consequences of past failures. This approach may reduce psychological barriers and increase engagement with evidence-based interventions, including structured diet, physical activity, and, where appropriate, pharmacotherapy or bariatric procedures. Weight cycling showed no statistically significant increase in all-cause mortality or cardiovascular mortality risk in prospective cohort analysis, contradicting a widely held clinical assumption about the dangers of yo-yo dieting. Research findings from prospective cohort study, 2026, key takeaways. Weight cycling does not significantly increase mortality risk, according to prospective cohort data, challenging decades of clinical concern. The study found no statistically significant association between weight cycling and adverse health outcomes. Clinicians should remove weight cycling as a barrier to encouraging repeated weight loss attempts in patients with obesity. Long-term weight reduction remains the goal, but intermediate cycling carries no detectable mortality penalty. Frequently asked questions: does yo-yo dieting damage your metabolism? The prospective cohort study found no increased mortality or cardiovascular disease risk from weight cycling itself. Any metabolic changes appear insufficient to translate into measurable harm over time based on this research. Is it better to stay overweight than to diet and regain weight? No. The study found no increased risk from weight cycling, but this does not justify remaining obese. Sustained obesity carries well-documented mortality and morbidity risk. Attempting weight loss, even if unsuccessful initially, remains preferable to avoiding the attempt due to fear of cycling. What should I do if I've failed at dieting before? The evidence suggests you should try again. Prior weight regain does not appear to cause harm based on this study, and successful weight loss can be achieved through multiple attempts. Consider working with a clinician to identify and address barriers and explore all available modalities, including behavioral, dietary, and pharmacological approaches, as weight management remains one of the most significant modifiable risk factors for chronic disease. Removing psychological and clinical barriers to repeated attempts is crucial for public health. Future research should focus on identifying the most effective strategies for sustained weight loss rather than discouraging patients from trying again after setbacks. Source: New study debunks the biggest fear about yo-yo dieting.